There's nothing that can accurately simulate what it is really like to be homeless. For the earnest organizers of 5 days for the homeless at the University of Alberta, the continuing pandemic means a repeat of last year's virtual event as a small hiccup in their efforts to make the world a better place. It is a little bit disappointing that we can't do the events in person. Everybody, I think, right now is really keen to be social with each other. I think that also the best way to get the word out is having an almost exhibition, where people are drawn towards you to inquire, why are these people sleeping outside? What's up with this? And then they come up to us with questions. I think that's the best way to really spread awareness, offered Travis Novak, Vice President of Public Relations for the Business Students Association at the U of A. 5 days as a student-run volunteer organization that would otherwise see its members spend 5 days sleeping outside on campus to raise awareness and funds for youth empowerment and support services. Yes, as an Edmonton-based organization that offers social services and directly addresses youth homelessness with shelters, counseling, and other programs and services to at-risk youth for the betterment of their lives as individuals, as well as the communities they interact with. In reality, we know that it's something that is far more than just sitting outside, of course. It comes with a great deal of trauma in the past. It comes with a lot of personal problems that we would never be able to replicate. It really is just spreading that awareness. It's unfortunate that we can't do that this year, however, we do have a lot of fun events that we can do in exchange for that to also help raise awareness. The students are still fundraising for the worthy cause, and they have invited the public to help them reach this year's goal of $12,000, which will improve upon the $2 million it has already raised for YES. Starting at the University of Alberta in 2005, the event has since been adopted by 23 universities across the country. This year's campaign will run March 14 to 18. Visit 5daysminton.org to learn more and to make your contribution. Speaking of cold nights, Sir George Simpson teacher Jean Bosco Muafo brought his students together recently for a frosty fundraiser that warmed a lot of hearts. A 5-kilometer walk in the cold to help the Adiera Recovery Center. The Edmonton organization works to end the cycle of addiction for women and their children and future children. By providing accredited programming in a community setting, Adiera provides women the opportunity to escape the vicious circles of drug abuse, crime, and trauma. Together, the group raised more than $1,245. While the walk has long since ended, funds are still being accepted until March 31st. Visit secure.e2rm.com/registrant/teamfundraisingpage.aspx?teamid=970867 and langpref=n-saw to donate. Derby taking names to go. The St. Albert Soapbox Derby is now accepting registrants for its 10th anniversary event, planned for June 18. Registration is $25 until May 1 and $40 after. There is also an early bird registration contest for registrations received by March 31. The event is for children aged 6 to 12. Presenting sponsor Fountain Tire St. Albert will accept in-person and phone registrations. Visit stalbertsoapboxderby.ca for more information and updates. Local Latinos readying to salsa. Help support Ukraine. The St. Albert Latin Cultural Association is tuning its instruments for its romantic live Latin music evening on Saturday, March 19. While guests will certainly enjoy the live music, along with a glass of wine and tapas, they'll also be sending their heartfelt support to Ukraine. Organizer Jorge Vargas has asked for donations and for help finding a local Ukrainian organization to which he can send donations. Email salcalatino@gmail.com or phone 780-237-6533 to learn more. 40 Days 40 Items Challenge is on. Diabetes Canada is encouraging St. Albert residents to take a 6-week challenge aptly called 40 Days 40 Items. From March 2 until April 14, the organization is asking people to place one item of unwanted clothing or textiles into a bag every day for 40 days and then donate the 40 items at a Diabetes Canada donation bin or schedule a free home pickup at declutter.diabetes.ca or call 1-800-505-5525. The challenge is very popular in the UK during the season of Lent, but has recently gained popularity in North America and also coincides during part of Earth Month. Donating 40 items in 40 days will give new life to your recycled goods while simultaneously reducing landfill waste and giving back to the millions of Canadians affected by diabetes, said Sean Shannon, CEO and President of National Diabetes Trust. All net proceeds from the clothing donations will go to the charitable work of Diabetes Canada, including supporting diabetes research and giving children with type 1 diabetes the opportunity to attend summer camps designed with their needs in mind. Thanks to generous donors and volunteers, 100 million pounds of clothing and small household items are diverted from landfill annually. Kidney Health, with a 50-50 The Kidney Foundation, Northern Alberta and the Territories branch, has launched its Pot of Gold Lotto online 50-50 campaign to raise funds, an initiative run as a part of Kidney Health Month. Albertans 18 and older can purchase tickets at potofgoldlotto.ca for an opportunity to win up to $1 million. The draw runs until March 31. Funds raised will go to support the foundation's work focused on achieving excellent kidney health, optimal quality of life, and a cure for kidney disease. The financial, physical, and mental health hardships experienced by the patients we serve means that support from the Kidney Foundation is essential to the health and well-being of this vulnerable patient population, said Executive Director Flavia Robles. The fact of the matter is that the needs of patients and their families have skyrocketed since the start of the pandemic. We have invested over $700,000 since the pandemic started to ensure patients do not have to choose between their health and basic needs such as food or having a roof over their head. This campaign will provide much-needed funds to our patient-centered programs, including our short-term financial assistance program. The Pot of Gold Lotto campaign also includes two early bird prizes for ticket purchases before 11:59 p.m. on both March 10 and March 23. According to Alberta Health Services, 1 in 10 Albertans is impacted by kidney disease. To learn more about kidney health and transplantation, visit kidney.ca.